This is NPR.
And good morning, everyone. The head of the African Union is on his way to Kenya in an attempt to calm the violence that has taken the lives of at least 275 people in that nation. Ghanaian President John Kufuor will try for peace between the supporters of newly reelected Mwai Kibaki and his opponent Raila Odinga. That may not be easy, with the head of Kenya's Elections Commission saying, quote, "I do not know whether Kibaki won the election." The rioting and killing have followed ethnic lines. Odinga tells reporters Kibaki must keep the people safe, and he believes the bloodshed is worse than the government is saying.
This killing must stop. It must stop. However illegitimate President Kibaki is in power, so he has the responsibility to protect the lives of the people of this country. We now do not know, because we have information that since yesterday, many people have been killed. So the figure would be much, much higher than what the government is giving.
Insomniacs of the world, rejoice. Your late-night comedy shows are coming back, despite the two-month-old Hollywood writers' strike. In David Letterman's case, he actually owns Late Show, and that means he can negotiate his own deal with the writers. Letterman will be back tonight thanks to a bargain between the Writers Guild of America and his worldwide pants company. Seriously. That's the news for now. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Mike, back to you.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.